The sheer topic today is Haseiba. We're going to be beginning the sugya of Haseiba. Haseiba is something which, it's a very big topic. It's a very big sugya. It comes up in a lot of areas. And we hope that, Bezrus Hashem, we're going to be able to cover a number of them. Okay, it starts in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah. Psachim, Avi Psachim, it says, we saw it yesterday, the first Mishnah in Avi Psachim says, even an Ani has to have Haseiba. Lo yochal, nobody in Klai Yisrael should eat the Suda unless they do Haseiba. That's what it says. Afilu Ani should be Yisrael, lo yochal ad shi yasev. That's the Mishnah, and on that Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Ches, the Gemara discusses some of the details of this halacha. Okay, so let's begin the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches. You got it. Psachim Daf Kuf Ches. Very good. Zogdi Gemara, it's right in the two dots, right in the middle. It says Itmar, Kuf Ches and Meralef, Itmar, Matzah, Tzarech Haseiba. Matzah, when you eat the matzah, you're required to do a Haseiba. Maror ain't tzarech haseiba. The maror does not require haseiba. Itmar mishmei de Rav Nachman. Sorry, I skipped a word. So one second. So we have matzah tzarech haseiba. We have maror ain't tzarech haseiba. We're going to explain why that is soon. And then it says yayin, when it comes to drinking dalat koisis, it says itmar mishmei de Rav Nachman tzarech haseiba. Itmar mishmei de Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseiba. One shmua. What?
What's Haseiba again?
Haseiba means leaning.
Ah.
Right? So, one shmua in the name of Rav Nachman says that you need Haseiba by the wine, and the other shmua in the name of Rav Nachman says you do not need Haseiba by the wine. Now, it comes out that we have a machlaikas l'chayra. Says the Gemara of a light pligi. There's no machlaikas. How can be no machlaikas? One says yes, one says no. Dug the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a Haseiba by matzah and the Gemara Haseiba by the dalat koisis. There's no Haseiba by the Mara. The Shaila is, as far as the Haseiba by the dalat koisis, we have to do Haseiba by all the koisis, by some of the koisis. You do the Haseiba by two of the koisis. Two of the koisis, yes, and two of the koisis. That's what Gemara says. So now we have a shaila like this. Which two kaisas do you do that seiba? Which two kaisas do you not do that seiba? So the Gemara says there's two versions of it. One mahalach says that you do that seiba by the first two, and the other mahalach says you do that seiba by the second two. Then it's machlokas in the Gemara. Two mahalachim in the Gemara. Yeah, that's how the Gemara goes through. And the Gemara is masbir that the tzad to do the seiba is based on cheiros. The sheet that says you do the first two kaisis haseiba, it's because that's the beginning of the geula. The last two kaisis were already out of Mitzrayim already. So the geula is over. So you don't do a seiba. The second sheet that says just the opposite. The first two kaisis were saying of other miyinu. We're talking about Abdos. So therefore, we don't do a Haseiba. The last two kaisis, that's when we're dealing with the Gula already, that's when we do the Haseiba. Before we get to the Maskon of the Gemara, let's just point out that it's klar. It's klar from what's happening here that Haseiba is talui in Gula. In Cheiros. That's what the Gemara seems to clearly say. And that is the understanding of why we have a Haseiba by the, what's it called? By the Matzah. But we have a Haseiba by the Maror, because the Matzah, the Rashi, and the Rashbam explain the Zecha L'Gula. So we do a Haseiba by the Matzah. But the Maror is Zecha to the Shibud, so we don't do a Haseiba by Maror. Okay? That's the Yisoid, which is Mevuseba, is a din in Cheiros. What's the maskana of the Gemara? What do we do about a seiba as far as the crisis? So the Gemara says that since we have a mandarma that says this way, and we have a mandarma that says that way, meaning the first two crises, and the other mandarma says the last two crises. So therefore the Gemara says, edi bidi bo seiba. They both require a seiba. All Dalit crises require a seiba. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Clark, so far so good? Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What was so the reason all of them require seiba?
All of them require seiba because there's machlokas right now. And there's 2 days in the Gemara. Is it the first crisis that requires seiba? Or is it the last crisis that requires seiba? So since it's a shayla, which two? The Gemara says, we say, do all of them. All of them require seiba.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. So far, so good. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Now, the Rif, the Taisus, they speak out Mefurish that's how we paskin. You need to do a seiba by the first kais, by the second kais, by the third kais, by the fourth kais, by all of the kaises, you need to do a seiba. That's the way the Taisus paskin is right here on the page. You look in Dibur Maschil Kulu, Nami Tzrichi Seiba Zok Taisus, B'chol Dalut Kaisus Tzrichi Meseiba V'Shash Tiyah. Right? And if you look in the Rosh Paskins the same way in Simen Chaf. And if you look in the Rif Paskins the same way in Daf Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph. And L'chara, it's no surprise. Why? Because the Gemara says explicitly, Yidi Bidi, Boa Seiba. So the Gemara says clearly, then obviously that's how the Rishayim are going to Paskin. However, we have Aran. The Ran, right here on the Rif, on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Eh Rif, the Ran asks a kasha. And he says that even though normally we Paskin, Savig Darban Lekula, so we have a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why am I saying all of the kaises need a seiba? I don't understand. Which kaises need a seiba? All the kaises? Why should all the kaises need a seiba? The din of seiba is a din derabanan. And since the din of seiba is a din derabanan, and we have a suffix by the first two, maybe you do, maybe you don't. So go, suffix lakula. I don't need to do a seiba by the first two kaises, because suffix derabanan lakula. Now, what about the last two kaises? So I go to the last two kaises. I have a suffix. Do you have to do a seiba? Do you not have to do a seiba? So I'll be mekel. Suffix darban lakula. I don't have to do a seiba. So it comes out that I should not have to do a seiba by the dalit kaises. That's the Ran's kasha. Right? The yisoid of suffix darban lakula. The geshmaki yisoid. Yeah? So far, so good? Okay. Dr. Ran. No good, Draghi? What's the problem? You have a question?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, the Ran is asking a kash like this. We have the din of a seiba. The din of a seiba is the din derabanan. Now, the din derabanan of a seiba were mesupik by the first two kaises. Do you need to do haseiba or not? So what am I going to say? Suffik derabanan lakula. I don't know if you have to do a seiba. So I'll say, maybe yeah, maybe no. Suffik darbanan lakula. I come to the second two kaises. I don't know if I have to do a seiba. It's a shayla. It's a suffik in the Gemara. So what am I going to say? Darbanan lakula. I'll say suffik darbanan lakula by the first two kaises. Suffik darbanan lakula by the second two kaises. And it comes out, I don't have to do a seiba. Why is it that we're saying that you need to do a seiba by all of the kaises? L'chayra is the opposite of what I would have said based on the rule of suffik darbanan lakula.
Who says this? That was the Rif?
The Ran asked this.
The Ran said
the Ran on the Rif asked this. Right? Okay. Great. Excellent. So, the Ran quotes, he says the Teretz. He doesn't say who he's quoting it from, but he says the Teretz, and he says like this. The rule of Suffik Darabanan Lakula is something which it's not as simple as it seems. We would have thought that Sabbat Darabanan Kula applies across the board, every single case of Darabanan, Safek Darabanan Lekula. That's what I would have thought. However, that's not the case. Zakh Duran, that's not the case. The qualification that Rishonim give, he's quoting Rishonim, the qualification that Rishonim give is that when I'm dealing with the din of Safek Darabanan Lekula, I have to make sure that there's a tircha. If there's no tircha involved, then I don't say Safek Darabanan Lekula. That's the chiddush of these Rishonim. When do I say Safek Darabanan Lekula? When there's a tircha involved. But if there's no tircha, so then I have to be machmir. That's what's coming out. In other words, these Rishonim are saying that doing haseba is not a tircha. And since doing haseba is not a tircha, so the rule of Safek Darabanan Lekula does not apply. I have to be machmir because there's no tircha to be machmir. That's what's coming out of here. That's the chiddush. Okay. Zog these Rishonim, doing Heseba is not a tircha, and therefore I have to be machmir to do Heseba. That's test number one. Klar? Got it. Okay, another time. We'll say it again. Yeah? The side of Safek Darabanan Lekula is a very important side. And it tells you how to deal with every case of Safek when there's a Darabanan. However, the Shaila is, does it apply across the board? Every single case of Safek Darabanan is automatically Lekula? Zok Diz Rishonim, quoted by the Ran? No, it's not. It's not automatically Lekula. What does it depend on? It depends if there's a tircha. If there's a tircha, then we say Safek Darabanan Lekula. If you have to go through a tircha in order to be machmir, so then we say, okay, go ahead and be makel. But if there's no tircha involved in being machmir, so then the rule is you need to be machmir, even though it's only the Rabbanan. You still need to be machmir. Yeah, that's the teretz over here. And therefore, Haseba is going to be a din where there's no tircha. Go ahead and lie and recline. It's not a tircha. And therefore, we're mechuyev to be machmir and go ahead and and do a seba by all of the crisis. Yeah, Klar? Klar, Danny?
Yes, Klar, and Klar.
Excellent. Amazing. Okay, the Ran himself gives an alternative teretz. He doesn't actually ask a kash on this teretz, but I'm going to suggest my own kash on this teretz. And maybe this is why the Ran gives an alternative. The reason it could be, the reason why the Ran is giving an alternative is because really it's a chiddush. Let's think about it. Safek Darabanan Lekula. Why is it that Safek Darabanan Lekula? So we've discussed already in Ksubis when we're learning the sugyas of Sfeikos and Sfek Sfeika.
We're here.
Right? Safek Daraisa Lechumra. Right? Geshmak is sugyas. So we discussed then that there's a concept called Safek Doraisa Lechumra. And the reason why you have to be machmir is because you're dealing with the din Doraisa. You can't risk, for example, one of the mahalchim of Tosas was, for example, that you can't risk being over the Aveira. Mahalach of the Rashba was that included in the mitzvah Doraisa is that you have to do it even if you're mesupik. You have to do it. It's guilty until proven innocent, so to speak. Right, that was the Mahalchim that we said. Now, based on that logic, based on the Lovdus, comes out, if I'm dealing with a Din Dirabbanan, so the Din Dirabbanan has no Sheikhis to a chiyuv to be machmir. Why? Because the way the Rabbanon shtel levek, the way they set up their mitzvah, there's no Indian to be machmir. The way they set it up was that you're mechuyiv in a case of a vadai. That's when you're mechuyiv. I'll be the alumnus of the Rashba. Or I'll be the alumnus of the Taisvis and Rab. The reason why I'm not mechuyiv to be machmir by the Rabbanon is because it's not as severe, so I don't have to be as stringent, right? I'm allowed to be makel. So it comes out that in lumdus, suffik de rabbanon lekula should be the rule with or without a tircha. It should be independent of tircha. Lekura tircha has no shaykhis because there's no motivating factor. There's no mechayiv to be machmir in the first place. You hear the lumdus? So this is potentially why the Ran argues and suggests his anupshat to the original kasha. What's the anupshat? It's like this. You want to know why you have to be machmir by all dalet kaises? I'll tell you a yisoid in sabik darbana lekula. What's the yisoid in sabik darbana lekula? I'll tell you like this. Sabik darbana lekula. What is it going to tell me to do? It's going to tell me don't recline by the first two kaises. Okay, I won't recline by the first two kaises. Now what am I going to do? I'm not going to recline by the second two kaises because I'm going to be cool either. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to choose to be machmir by the first two and makel by the second two. Be machmir by the second two, be makel by the first two. I can't choose. So the only option that I'm left with is to not do haseba at all by any of the four kaises. Dr. Ran, that's not an option. You can't use Sabak Darbana Lekula to end up not reclining at all. If that's going to cause you to not recline at all, then it comes out that you're being Mevatel the Mitzvah Legamri. If you're being Mevatel the Mitzvah Legamri, then you can't do that. You can't, what's it called? You can't use the rule of Sabak Darbana Lekula. Right? Because I don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah legamri. I can't use the rule of sabik darbana lekula to be mevatel the mitzvah of a seba and cause that I'm not going to do any seba at all. Therefore, concludes the Ran, that's a scenario where I will not apply the rule of sabik darbana lekula. Sabik darbana lekula only works if I'm still going to end up doing the mitzvah. But if I'm not going to end up doing the mitzvah at all, then I don't apply the rule of Sabak Darbana Lekula. That's what comes out. Okay? So we have two terutzim from the Rishonim of whether I say, of why is it that we're machmir by all dalet kaises to do a seiba? Why don't we say Sabak Darbana Lekula? The first teretz is because you don't apply Sabak Darbana Lekula when there's a tircha. And reclining, there's no tircha. So therefore, since there's no tircha, you don't apply Sabak Darbana Lekula. The second there it says, you only apply Sabak Darbana Lekula when you will still fulfill the mitzvah even after being makel. But over here, you're going to end up not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. So if the Sabak Darbana Lekula is going to cause you to not fulfill the mitzvah at all, you don't apply Sabak Darbana Lekula. Okay, klar? Two terutzim of the Ran.
Wonderful.
Okay, gevaldik. Valdik, amazing. Baruch Hashem. Now we see in the Rambam, Bez Hashem is going to help us, is going to be a springboard to the next part of the Sugya of Haseiba. The Rambam brings in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings, he says, the halachas of Haseiba, and then he says, when do you need to do Haseiba? He says, "B'shas achilas kizayis matzah, u'bish siyas arba koisois ho'elu." That's when you need to do his eva. So, the rest of the time, the Rambam says you do not need to do his eva. Dr. Rambam, matzah and dalet koisis, you need to do his eva. Siyas arba koisois ho'elu, he says. So the mashmos of the Rambam is that there's a din of a seba which is equally applicable to what's it called? To all Dalit Kaisis, and it's also applicable to the Kizayis Matzah. There's this din of a seva which applies the same to all of them. Now, let's take a moment and think about that for a second. Why am I doing a seva? Am I doing a seva because of Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra? Am I doing a seva maker at din? What? We know it's not Doraisa, so it's not just because of L'chumra. Why am I doing a seva? L'chaira, the reason why I'm doing a seva over here, the way the mashmas of the Rambam is that I'm doing a seva because I need to do a seva by Dalit Kaisas, just like I need to do a seva by Kizayis Matzah. That's how the Rambam put them together. In other words, it's not just that you need to be machmir by all Dalit Kaisas. Rather, all Dalit Kaisas have the same chiyuv a seva as Matzah. Now that's an important point. That's something which opens up our eyes to appreciate what's happening in the Maskan of the Gemara. Let's speak out the Hakira. Yeah? Hakira over here. We say like this. One Lashon of the Gemara says only the first two Kaisas have a Seba. The other Lashon of the Gemara says only the last two Kaisas have a Seba. Conclusion of the Gemara, all of the Kaisas have a Seba. Now why? L'chaira, I would have said that all of the Kaisas have a Seba, it's a suffix in the whether it's the first two. It's a suffix whether it's the last two. We don't know how to be machria. So we'll be machmir and say you have to be doing haseba by all of them. That's what I would have said. The Rambam is mashma, not like that. The Rambam is mashma that it's not that I'm being machmir by these and by these. It's from the Rambam that it's all the regular din of haseba. How did that happen? How do we have a havana in that concept that it's not just a chumrah? Here it is that the Kesem Mishnah right here on the page asks the Kasha, why is it that you needed to do a Seifa? Why don't we say Safek Darabana Lekula? And the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Terutzim of the Ran, both Terutzim of the Ran. So let's be Masbir what's coming out from these two Terutzim of the Ran. Let's think about it. According to the first Terutz of the Ran, right, the Rishonim's Teretz, it comes out that Safek Darabanan is Lekula. But over here, I don't apply the rule of Safek Darabanan Lekula. Why? Because there's no Tircha. So what does that mean? That means that I need to be Machmir by all of them. Maker Adin, I need to be Machmir. I need to do a Seba by all of the Dalit Kaisas. Let's speak out the second Teretz of the room. The second Teretz is saying that really it should be Safek Darabanan Lekula, right? But why are we not saying Safek Darabanan Lekula? Because we're going to be Oiker the Mitzvah Legamri. When we're Oiker the Mitzvah Legamri, so then we don't apply the rule of Safek Darabanan Lekula. Comes out that Betz and both of these Terutzim are telling us that there's a reason why you don't apply the rule of Safek Darabanan Lekula in our scenario. As a result of that, the halacha is that now may ikur hadin, you need to do a seba by all four. Just like we would say Safek Doraisa Lechumra, we're going to say by these Dalit Kaisas, Safek Lechumra. And the seba by the first one, the seba by the second one, the same by the third, by the fourth, it's all something that I have to do to be machmir maker hadin. It's not something that I just, really I do two, and then I'm yotze my mitzvah, and then the other one, maybe I didn't have to do it. No, the lumdus is that I'm equally mechuyov in all four. Right? Where does this express itself? Let's bring it out in a very gishmak way. Yeah, where does it express itself? This chiddush. The way it expresses itself is that Tosfos and the Rosh both bring up a shiloh. You need to do a seiba. Okay, very good. You need to do a seiba. What happens if I forgot? I forgot to do a seiba. So the Taisha says, right here on the page, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskol Kulu, he says, Tzarachin. If the guy forgot to do a seiba, he drank it. He forgot to do a seiba. Tzarachin, if he's going to have to drink again. And similarly, with the Kosh Lishi, he says he didn't do a seiba. So Tzarachin, if he's going to be allowed to drink again with a seiba, because we know that really between the third and the fourth Kosh, you're not supposed to drink Bakla. So Tosis brings up, what if I forgot to do a seiba by the first two Kosh of Tzarachin, if I'm a chuyuv to go ahead and do it again, and do a seiba again? What's the Tzarachin? What's the suffix? What's the Tzarachin? L'chayra, the Tzarachin is mamish our dadim of the Chakira and the lundus of the Maska of the Gemara. Is the pshat that really I only have to do a seiba by two kaisers? I don't know which one, so what do? I do these two and I do those two, and that way I know I cover all my bases. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat, no, I'll pee the lundus that we were just masbir in the Ran and the Rambam, so I'm a chuyev to do a seiba equally by all of them, because it's equally the same suffix by all of them, and the chiyuv hatoira is to be machmir in this type of suffix. The rule of Sabbath Darbal Kula doesn't apply. I need to be machmir by all of them, make her din. So it comes out, a nafkamina is going to be Taisus Shiloh. If I drink the first two without a seiba, I have a good idea. Did I lose it? Did I mess it up? Maybe not. Maybe I can say, I didn't drink the first two without a seiba, but I drank the last two without a seiba. So look, I did two. We know I'm only mechuyev to do two. So in Cain, I did too, and maybe I'm good. But if we say the lum just like the Rambam and like his Mavur from the Ran, so it's not pshat, I'm only mechuyev to do a seiba in two. That's not true. I'm mechuyev to do a seiba in four, like the Lashon of the Rambam. I'm mechuyev in a seiba in arba kaisas elu. All four require a seiba. And therefore, if I forgot to do two, then it doesn't matter that I'm doing two more with seiba. I'm including all four to do a seiba. And maybe that's pshat in the tzarachiyun of the Taisus. Taisus is sopik about this shiloh. What's the lumdus of the maskan of the Gemara? Is the lumdus like the first Tzadok Hakira? That you only have two, the other one, we just don't know which two, so we say do both. Or is the lumdus that now, because it's a sopik, some mechuyav in a seiba, in all four, that's the Shaila. That's the two Tzadim of the Taisus. The Rosh, Lamaisa, brings down this Shaila. And he adds on a Gishmaki Knech. He says like this. He says, I can say that maybe I should drink more. By the first two Kaisus, I'll drink again. No problem. Why no problem? Because you're allowed to drink more kaisers after the first two kaisers. Nothing wrong with that. Drink more wine. By the last two, though, that's where I run into a problem, because I don't know. The halacha is it's usher to drink more kaisers by the last two. You're not allowed to drink after the third kos, between third and the fourth kos. And after the fourth kos, also you're not allowed to drink more wine. So Zuck the Rush, in those cases, I have a problem. Zuck the Rush, I have a problem. Maybe when I drink, my replacement kais, so it's megala lemafreya that the kais that I drank before was not really my third kais. Oh, shmichap of the rush. And it wasn't my third kais. Now I'm drinking my third kais. Right? So mela gishmakatap. When it comes to the fourth, though, you can't say that. When it comes to the fourth, but you can still say that what the fourth kos that I drink. So he says that you would end up it anyway. That's what it sounds like the Rosh says. Nire, that you have to drink the fourth kos again anyway, and you would say a new bor priya gofer. That's what the Rosh comes out. Al kaponim, it's something which is a tremendous nafkamina. And I'm suggesting it's l'chor based on our chakira. the Rosh telling us that you're mechuyav to drink more kreises again, it could be that it's an indicator that he holds like the London of the Ran, that the pshat is that you mechuyav mikra adin to drink all four kreises. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Tafai and Beis, Sif Zayin, that you need to drink all the dalat kreises, and he says, if you drink without a seba, you need to drink again. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So if I'm based of Zion. The Rama says, really, he says, if you didn't drink between the third coast or the fourth coast with a seba, he says, ain't tzarech lachz of lishtos be'a seba. You don't have to drink again those coasts again with a seba. Why? The yesh bach shash and nirek kamayis of ala kaisais, like you're being mayis of ala kaisais. But the first, he says, that you drink again, but now with the bracha, v'chein v'las matzah, and similarly with the matzah, v'chili yesim kozud, etc. Rush says that it's more mekel. If you missed it, you don't have to drink again, certainly not with the bracha, and third and fourth, it's usher to drink more, so therefore don't do it. Why is the Rambam being so mekel? He says like this. A Rav Yoh, a very key Rav Yoh. We started off the beginning of the sugya explaining where does a seba come from? What's the role of a seba? The role of a seba is that it shows geula, it shows cheiros. By me doing a seba, it shows that I'm a royalty, I'm free, I'm acting in a way of a ben chayrin. The Rav Yoh, one of the Rishayim around the time of the Balei HaTosfos, says, that's very nice. Back maybe in the times of the Gemara, that's what they did. But today, nobody does that. Today, people don't do a seba when they eat their suda, when they drink their wine. They don't drink a seba, they sit normally. And therefore, Zakta Rav Yah, if you want to do cheirus, sit like a mensch. Don't lie down, lean while you're sitting. Major Rav Yah. And the Rama brings this Rav Yah. He says that b'di'eved, we will be soimech on this Rav Yah, if you drink below Haseba. Unbelievable. You drink without a Haseba. You do not need to drink again. You would yotzei your mitzvah based on the Rav Yah.
Now, nice. Comes out. Never knew
that's
that.
That's the lumdus. The Mamash amazing Rav Yah. That's the lumdus that he's giving to be masbir why you don't need to drink again with the bracha by the crisis and even with the matzah.
In that case, I could swim on Shabbos because I'm not going to build a raft anymore because these days we don't build rafts.
Whoa. Let's not get out of hand over here. He's not trying to undermine Gzeiras D'Rabbanan, Chas V'Sholem. He's just trying to suggest that the din of Haseba is not a din you have to do Haseba. Stop. It's an expression of Cheiros. So if today that's not the expression of Cheiros, so then what am I doing? What am I doing when I do a Seba? Or what am I doing when I don't do a Seba? I'm not lacking in my expression of Cheiros. So therefore, I am going to be Yotzei. Don't tell me I drink my wine not Cheirosic. That's not true. Just because I didn't do a Seba, I drink it not Cheirosic. That's not true. You hear what he's saying? It's not pshat. He's trying to be mevatel the din of Chazal.
I have a question then.
Yeah.
By the Rav Yah's Seder, I assume they didn't lean. So during the Ma'ariv Shtana, did they only ask three questions or what was their fourth question?
Okay. Very good. Maybe they asked the four questions based on what they used to do in times of the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe. Something else. What topic is that if you look in the Rambam at the end of the book is coming to Matzah, the
Rambam is cutting out Shtickle, to me at least.
Okay.
We did not.
Better now? Okay. I said the Rambam in the end of the book is coming to Matzah has a Haggadah. You with me?
Yeah, the Rambam has a Haggadah at the end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah.
Right. Now you take a look at the Rambam in his Manishtana.
His questions.
He has Manishtana. He has Shabbos Anuad Bilin. He has Shabbos Anu Ochlim Chavetz Matzah. He has Shayrokos and Mesubin. Four questions, just like our Manishtana. But if you look in the Rambam's Manishtana, when he tells us the halachos of the Leila Seder, it's in Perek Zayin. You look in the Rambam's Manishtana over there. The Rambam tells us, I think, six questions. He adds in, it's in Parakhes. Sorry, Parakhes. Rambam says, also, he has another one. He says, Shabbachol Leilos, Anu Ochlim, Basar Tzali, Shaluk, Mevushal, Halazeh, Kulo Tzali.
Question Gemara's, no?
What?
Are these questions coming from Gemara's or is he Mechadish these questions?
No, it's from the Gemara in Arvid Pesachim. But my point is that there's a difference between the questions of the Manishtana in the times of the Beis HaMikdash as opposed to the questions of the Manishtana when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So for sure, we're supposed to have Karban Pesach, and therefore we're going to say, about the Karban Pesach in the Manishtana, right? But now we don't have it. So the Manishtana is different. It only has four questions instead of five.